Hey everybody, it's Sick and Act Show. Today we've got Mike Doyle from Five Iron Golf. We talk about the guilt of golf and what you feel when you play golf. And we talk about the feelings of one Mike Ryan. It's right now on the Stick and Hack Show.
This is the Stick and Hack Show. Conversation, discussion, debate, and golf talk from a stick, Mike Ryan, and the hack, Adam Grubb. Boys, you are up.
Oh, welcome in. Stick and Hack program. I'm your host, Adam Grubb, the hack. That's Mike Ryan, stick. Mike, how are you?
Awesome, as always.
Good. Glad to hear it. Most sophisticated golf show in the free world from the greatest golf club in the world without the course. Presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and use the code STICKANDHACK. 20% off their products. More on that in a second. Guest this week, Mike, is Mike Doyle of Five Iron Golf. It's a next-level golf simulator experience with locations all over the U.S.
Yeah.
And if you've never been to a golf simulator before, in 2020, they are unbelievable.
Yeah, the technology is crazy.
It's real. It's real golf, and people are putting them in their basements and all this stuff. But what's cool about Five Iron Golf is they're not just a simulator; they are an experience, and they're taking some of the best parts of the entertainment and the food and the drinks and the golf and this kind of nightclub-esque mentality with golf. It is a very dare I say stick and hack-esque mentality.
It.
Right?
Absolutely.
So Mike Doyle from Five Iron Golf is on the show and going to be talking to us a little bit about their story, but also just how golf is evolving for the younger generations. And we'll talk Top Golf, I'm sure, and some of these other ways that that's happening. But first, before that, and we're going to get into your feelings later, too. Okay? We're going to get into the feelings of Mike Ryan.
In my feelings?
Yeah. Which out of context sounds weird, but you're...
isn't that a Drake song or something?
I don't know who that is.
Of course you don't.
Is he a member of the Dave Matthews Band?
No.
Then I don't know who he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. we got to talk a little bit about Manscaped. Now, we got our deals. What are they called? Trimmers.
Yes.
And I didn't know what to expect. I'm not a hairy individual as it is, but the Manscaped package came in. It was incredible. 7,000 RPMs, by the way, is exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah. It's great.
And they are a proud sponsor of the Stick and Hack Show. They are built for the family jewels. They are built for the for taking care of your golf balls.
The golf balls, if you will.
They are built for just basic grooming of yourself, and it's something that isn't talked about. I know you don't love talking about it, but you did text me right afterwards.
I did.
In amazement.
I gave you the rundown.
and I wish I could show the text, but I deleted it immediately because it was scary.
There were no photos.
There was no photos, but there was no filter either in your review of Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Visit them now and get 20% off your products and free shipping using the code STICKANDHACK. And we appreciate them coming on board here. Honestly, go there and see all their products. They're an incredible company. They have not just trimmers, but they have a bunch of male grooming issues, which today
products.
Yes. Thank you. Which today, if you're not doing that, then what the hell are you doing? Okay. We're out of quarantine. Time to get your stuff together in more ways than one. All right. First up here, Mike on Stick and Hack Show again, Mike Doyle of Five Iron Golf coming up here in a second, the 6 month check-in. So, we're 6 months into the year and, this is typically the height of golf season.
Yep.
And people are golfing as much as humanly possible, especially in the Midwest, because we have a very limited window.
Yeah.
But there seems like there's more people playing golf now than ever because of our current state of affairs in the world. Golf is one of the one things you could do still.
Yep.
And it's almost like, hey, let's go play as much golf as possible because who knows what's going to happen when we're going to be told to go back inside and hibernate for the next 6 months. Let's do that. Is that good or is it bad that more people are playing golf? And I think you know what I'm saying.
Well, I think it has good and bad.
The bad is I can't get a damn tee time.
I can't get a tee time.
You can't play golf because everyone's playing golf.
I mean, I can get a tee time, but that's...
Yeah, you have your own parking space.
Yeah.
Good for you, club champ. I can't get a tee time at a Muni course.
No, but it's good. I'm glad to see there's so many people getting out there and there's definitely some folks that are taking the game up for the first time that I've seen out. But no, it's good. I think it's definitely good for the game. It's something that I wish like kind of the the masterminds of the game of golf would have taken advantage of this a little more. I don't think they've really capitalized on it very well, but, you know, it is what it is. People are going to do what they do.
Yeah. So. The more people playing golf and just being outside, I think is good because it does introduce people more to the outdoor aspect of the sport and the leisure and the, hey, at least we're not around our kids deal. But you're seeing more and more courses packed, which has been a problem forever. And I hope that it continues because that means golf is going to continue in the right directions. Yep. But your point is valid that the higher ups of the USGA, of local municipalities, of anybody that is involved in the golf space, taking full advantage to say, hey, let's buy one, get one, or let's look at how we maximize this ability to get more people out there and introduce themselves to this game. Because that's the only thing you could do for the last 4 months. I think they missed the mark.
Yeah, I agree.
As they typically do.
For sure.
All right, I'm going to talk about another topic here in the six-month check-in. And this one is near and dear to my heart. Okay. Do you know what golf guilt is?
I've vaguely heard that term before, yes.
All right. So golf guilt is when you feel guilty when you play golf.
Like just playing it or playing well?
Well,
or playing better than yourself.
There's three. I've broken them into three categories. Okay. So the normal golfer has a guilt about them in three circumstances.
Okay.
Playing when you should be working.
Okay.
Or playing when you should be with your family.
Yep.
Which is a whole separate issue and show, which I could talk for 38 straight minutes about that.
I think we need Dr. Chelsea Day back
on. I think we do.
Examine
I think
we do. You.
So the guilt of playing when you should be working or with your family, beating somebody that you're not supposed to beat.
Okay.
And spending money on golf when you could be spending money on something else. Those are the three guilts of golf as I see them.
Yep.
And that is internal and embedded in me. and so when you are a hack,
yep,
it is okay to have a great round.
Yes. Absolutely.
But sometimes when you are a hack and no one's anticipating you to play well and they're either playing you or betting against you or whatever the case may be, and you play well and are beating them and they're better than you.
Yep.
You feel guilty. I feel guilty because I'm playing well. Oh, that's some 15. That's some 15 handicap there. Pouring one in from 10 feet. Yeah.
It happens.
I hit the putt. Yes. Man. I'm hitting the face of the club. Perfectly all day. Sometimes in golf, it just happens.
Yep.
Now, for sticks and for those that are good golfers, it happens all the time. You're expected to do that.
Yeah.
Right. You're expected to play well. You're expected to win.
Well, it's law of averages. The higher your handicap goes, the more likely you are to have a day where you shoot way under it.
Right. And you shouldn't feel bad. You shouldn't feel bad about that.
If I have a good day, I'm only going to go maybe a couple shots under my actual handicap.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
Whereas you or whoever, if you're 15 or 20 and you have a good day, you're probably going to could go 5, 6, 7 shots under.
And that is the difference. That's the difference between losing or winning. Well, it's not it. No, you can. I'm not going to let you off the hook on that. You can't say it is what it is because it sucks.
You shouldn't feel guilt.
Okay, great. Problem solved.
Should not.
That's
my opinion. I agree.
I shouldn't. I don't know why I do. And other people, I had this conversation with other people.
That part I understand. Yeah.
What's that?
That you just feel it, but you don't mean to.
Yeah, I don't want to feel that way. Right. I want to come off the green after being up, you know, four up and look at me.
I don't even do that.
We know.
As we've noted.
There is a guilt that you feel when you're beating somebody that you're not supposed to. There is a guilt when you are playing golf when you should be working. Maybe not. When you should be maybe with your family, right? When there's a great aunt's birthday where you're like, no, absolutely not. I'm not going to Teal's birthday. I'm going to go play golf. Aunt Teal.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that name in a while.
Great aunt Teal.
Nice.
Yeah. She's a talker. And she makes very, very strong tea, if you know what I mean.
Nice. She asked you if you still have that painting you made back in sixth grade.
Right. Yes. And inevitably I'll get a graduation card, and I graduated 22 years ago, and Aunt Teal has no idea what's happening.
Nice.
But you feel the guilt when you're supposed to be at your family, or when you're not supposed to be, but you know, maybe I should be with my family, but I should be working and you're playing golf. Yep. And then the last one is spending money on golf. Golf is expensive in some cases.
Yeah.
Okay, do I really need to spend $75 here? Can I do it somewhere else? Yeah. Do you feel that guilt on any of those three?
I do not. However, my wife does everything possible to make me feel it.
Anytime there is a golf purchase, really? Do you need another golf club?
Well, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Producer Shane, can we cut this last 45 seconds out, please, so that Mike doesn't end up divorced? That would be great. All right, so you don't feel any of the guilt except for the last one, but people make you feel it. So I feel all three of those, and it's frustrating, and I wish it wasn't that way because I would enjoy the game more if I didn't have that guilt.
YOLO, but, bro.
Yeah, good.
He doesn't know what that means either.
No, I do. I absolutely do. let's bring in Mike Doyle of Five Iron Golf. Mike, welcome into the Stick and Hack Show. This is the conversation. How are you?
Thanks, guys. Nice to be here. I'm doing well.
Good. Do you feel any of that golf guilt?
Yeah, part of the wife thing resonated a little bit, but beating somebody I shouldn't. No, I feel no guilt over that.
You do not. You never do. Even if you're not supposed to. Even if they're trying to goat you into feeling bad, and then you put the pedal to the metal and you go after it.
Keep the pedal down and step on.
Yes.
All right. So I'll be remiss if I don't get to this early. Before we get into Five Iron Golf and your story, I want to make sure you're aware that Manscaped.com is a sponsor of Stick and Hack. And as I look at you currently, it appears as if maybe I'm spitballing here. Maybe you could take advantage of the Stick and Hack code on Manscaped.com and get yourself 20% off and free shipping. Up to you though.
Definitely could. I've been leaning into this quarantine beard thing. So send me that promo code. I'm
going to
need it.
Nice. Well, bravo to you. So Five Iron Golf is it's a simulator. I mean, the easiest way to explain it is it's simulator golf, but you've done something very different because we're used to seeing simulator bays and simulator centers, which is probably the most basic way to say it. It's a room in a building with multiple bays where guys go in and play simulator golf, right? But you say, look, that's boring. not that's for a very specific group of people who are looking at their stats and trying to improve their game and just wanting to go play, and they can play. You are bringing an entertainment to Five Iron Golf, or an entertainment to simulator golf, by bringing in more of a nightclub, more colors and lights and food and drinks and all this other stuff. That's more of what you guys are doing. You're merging the hack and the stick, and you're bringing it together to make Five Iron Golf. Tell us a little bit about it. Where are you guys located, and how did this all come about?
Yeah, totally. Well, right now I'm sitting in our flagship location in New York City on Fifth Avenue and 19th Street. This is our first location. Right now we also have another location. Our second location was downtown in the Financial District in New York. We opened Chicago, Philadelphia, and Baltimore all within like a 6-month period at the end of last year, which was exciting and terrifying and all the rest of that. But it's been really, it was really going well. Obviously the quarantine is throwing us for a loop, but we're still trying to expand and to get into more cities. We were able to keep a lot of the team together, but you said it in terms of who we are. We really melding the stick and hack, I think, is really it's really what we do too. We're open all day, so we're open from 6 a.m. to midnight. If you come at different times of the day, you'll really see a different kind of experience. Right. And you sort of step in the morning, guys, we're pretty much packed at 6 a.m., especially in New York. And we have showers here, for example. So in the morning, guys come in, use it like a gym, bang balls for an hour. We did lessons all day long. And then they'll go to work right after it. Hit the shower and go to work, use it like a gym. Throughout the day, people sneak out of the office for lunch and come in here and practice. Or, just play with a buddy or two. And then, it starts to get towards the end of the day, 5, 6 o'clock, all of a sudden, groups start coming. We do a lot of small corporate events where teams will come in and hang out. We have a full kitchen. We have a full bar. So if you don't, you know, love golf, you're still able to have fun and hang out. We also have like ping pong. We have video games. We have putting greens in a couple of our locations. We actually have like simulator race cars, golden tee. So if you're not a big golfer, we kind of know that, and that's totally fine. We still want you here, and we still think you could have a great time, and hopefully you can kind of pick up the club and start swinging. There's really, you know, one of the things I think that's huge is there's this intimidation factor around getting up there in front of everyone, and especially on a, even in Topgolf, but especially on the first tee at a course. And really in here, when you hit a ball, even if it goes sideways or it doesn't even reach the screen, people are always nervous, and then they turn around and realize like nobody cares what they're doing, and everybody's really worried about their own swings and problems anyway. So a lot of times that somebody swinging and missing really makes other people feel better.
I tell Adam that all the time. He does. He still doesn't listen to me. He still gets nervous.
He's just said and done sometimes.
Well, and then you said it, Mike. There's this intimidation factor in golf, and one of the barriers that is out there is that. But you are. That's what you're trying to break down. You're trying to say, look, just bring in, and it's the equivalent, I would say, of like letting somebody ride in the cart for a few holes. And hey, if you want to swing, like your kid, right? Yeah. Hey, if you want to swing, you know, swing. If you don't, then sit in the cart and ride. You have that same mentality there. Like, look, you can go play pong. You can do shuffleboard. You can play golden tee. You can just drink. You can do whatever you want to do. And if you want to come in and swing into a screen 5 feet away, feel free. And you're going to see some pretty cool technology. It is allowing more people to experience golf in a very different way, which I think has been the Topgolf, I don't want to call it a syndrome, but people are anticipating golf to be more fun because of Topgolf than when they go in and on an actual course. But you can still play golf, actual golf, in a simulator with your space there, totally. Right?
Yeah, we definitely can. We have, I mean, our simulators we use, we can get into all the technology we have, but all the simulators we have like almost 100 courses, real, you know, Pebble Beach, real courses you've heard of that you can play. It's actually really cool sometimes, like on TV, you know, they'll be playing a tour event at whatever, Pebble Beach or Firestone, and you can load up the course and kind of play along as pros play it as you're watching the same hole on TV next to you, which is always cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, I think we, you know, the idea that golf is hard, we're trying to break that down. Like what we think, like it's hard to win a tournament. It's hard to be on tour. That's right. Really hard to do, but to expose yourself to the game and to try it out, we really do think it's less of a barrier of entry than some people think. Yeah. And, this is like a great kind of a stepping stone to just kind of get a taste of it and you know, see what it's like to hit a ball and feel that good shot once in a while. You know, it's definitely an easier way to do it here.
Yeah, Mike, and that plays to you know, there's kind of this old versus new golfers right now, where you know you've got I would say a group of people that have been exposed to golf through Topgolf, and so they're looking for more entertainment now, I think, than actual real golf. I think that's where some of this is going. What are your thoughts and feelings on that, as far as old golfers versus new golfers that are kind of coming into the game, and how you guys fit into that and hopefully making people feel like they can actually maybe one day go out and play actual golf at some point? So,
yeah, it's interesting. I mean, so when you say the old golfer, I mean, the person who's used to a country club and who's used to kind of having like we joke, but it's like the leather and mahogany wood and the you know, the leather chairs and the mahogany lockers.
Right.
We know a lot of those people. The Wingfoot members come to New York often. Yeah. You know, those people who we've gotten to really know, what we've learned is that they really like our vibe too. It's not really, it wasn't really one or the other. So you can kind of see behind me, we have like street art and graffiti in every location. And you know, like kind of cool, black couches and, you know, comfortable chairs and stuff. And it looks, there's sort of an industrial vibe when you come in. It kind of looks like there's, you know, concrete and cement. And, you know, we found that the person you would think wouldn't like that, you know, older golfers, people who've played forever, they like that too. So that's been an interesting kind of realization for us. The new golfer, for sure. I think one of the things that, especially in New York, you know, the ability to come here for an hour and play 18 holes, which you really can do on the simulator, is huge.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, going to the driving range, you know, I'm actually an instructor first. I'm the director of golf here. So the way that people practice, and they go, you know, a lot of times they'll go to the driving range, they bring two clubs and hit 57 irons and 50 drivers and go home. Where here, you know, we're pushing people to like, hey, play a few holes. You have to hit a driver, then you have to hit an iron and then chip it. And all of a sudden you're mimicking the game way more closely than you would at a lot of other, you know, driving ranges.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, it is a way to transition fast and kind of get used to what it's like to actually play versus the driving range, which can be kind of abstract in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So that's the third time you said driving range. I'm not familiar with that.
Of course you're not.
Can you help me understand what that is?
It's called practice, Adam.
Practice. We're talking about practice. Yep. All right. So Mike Doyle with Five Iron Golf is with us here on the Stick and Axe Show. The research that you guys put in, and you started this about 3 years ago, 2016, 17, in that range. And I'm sure that throughout the last 3 years, you've done continuous research, looking at your clientele, looking at the people coming through, and seeing the trends in golf. Does your research tell you that this type of golf, this type of entertainment, and this type of urban atmosphere, because a lot of your spaces are in urban areas and downtown in big cities, and with SoulCycle and Spin, which is a ping pong platform, and with Five Iron Golf, you guys are reshaping what you can do downtown from an entertainment and athletic standpoint. Does your research say that this is the way things are going to be going in the years to come?
I would say yes, but it doesn't mean it's going to replace real golf. I think it's a great, I think it can really fuel the actual golf course play as well. So it's not as if we're going to be the only golf option, but I do think as the technology improves, it becomes more realistic and more accurate. So you really do feel like we joke about it, but it's like when you hit that big old slice on the first tee, like I got bad news for you, you're going to do that in here too. Right. And, but that's almost the fun of it, is that it really, mimics the game in that way. And so, yeah, I think it's, you know, this kind of small group event, making it, a place you can come for an hour or two and get a taste of golf. Definitely. I think we've seen a huge spike, and we've been, you know, able to expand, and people have really taken to it well. I think also we've done a really good job of certain things. You know, the people we have here, we ultimately know it's a customer service business, and
yep.
Making people feel good and making sure they had a great time, and you know, giving them a free beer, and just making sure that we haven't forgotten that part of it. So yeah. While the product we have, we feel like is great, it's also the way we made people feel, which we really emphasize in our training, and we really are trying hard to make that a priority for us. So.
That's awesome, Mike. Yeah. Do you think you guys are built for sticks or hacks or both?
Oh, well, I sort of said it before, but definitely both. Yeah. And like I said, it almost changes during the course of the day.
Yeah.
One of the things actually we should talk about is we run a league, which is one of our most popular things we've done, the most popular initiatives. We run it in every location. And we have like a 40-team league in New York. They come on Wednesday or Monday and Tuesday night. And what's funny about it is there's no handicapping in the league. So anybody can join. And the truth is there's probably – let's say there's 40 teams. There's probably 10 teams that have a real chance to win. There's probably 10 teams that don't have a chance but think they have a chance. And then there's probably 20 teams that don't have a chance, don't care, and want to come and hang out on Monday, Tuesday night and play with their buddies. And we kind of love that. And we've talked about doing, should we do like a players league where we handicap it? And, we've kind of decided, no, we like this mix. So we'll also do things like I'll be giving a lesson to a good player or a two handicap and one simulator. And in the very next bay, a few feet away, there's, three guys swinging, hanging out, playing a few holes after work and not caring what they, shoot. And so the fact that those two things live together in harmony has been like people have kind of assumed, you got to put lessons one place and you got to do this there and you got to have a teaching facility. But we realize that you don't, and doing it all in one place works so far.
That's cool. That is really cool. Yeah, you guys are bringing all that together, and you're saying that this is it. Like we're not going to separate. Yeah. And Mike and I have talked about this. Mike Ryan and I have talked about this multiple times. In that there's that separation between the sticks and the hacks at your club, at a golf course, at wherever you're at. they sit here and you sit here and, you know, we'll talk about spin rate and the greens and all that stuff over here. And you guys talk about just trying to make contact. Right. So that bringing all that together is what needs to happen in golf. And it needs to happen because you're building a community as well. Your community is built around these people enjoying themselves and becoming friends, just like at a real club, just like at real golf. You start to see the same people and you start to play with the same people and, yep. And you develop friendships over it. And so you're not doing anything different than what golf needs. The only difference is that it's quicker and it's probably cheaper and it has a much different vibe for the game of golf. Yep. And you know, talking about the vibe and in today's market, social media is probably a huge player, I would assume, a huge player in your marketing and in what people see about your space because it's the generation today is look what I'm doing, look where I'm at, right? I mean, we can't pull into a Target without my daughter Snapchatting somebody saying, I'm at Target. Cool. Why does anybody care that we're at Target right now? But that's what kids and younger people are doing. Younger people. Oh my God. What am I? 78 years old,
you
Mike?
Are. You are.
Holy cow.
You are.
Yeah. The youngest whippersnappers with their Snapchat. That's what they do. It's a social media, fueled environment. Does that help you market your own company without having to put any money behind it?
Yeah. It's funny. You're asking a curmudgeon like yourself who really struggled to make people care what I'm doing on my day to day. So it's been a struggle for me personally to get good at sharing what I'm doing. And
yeah,
but from a business standpoint, it's like critical. And Instagram is huge for us because it's visual. And I feel like showing videos and showing people what we can actually do here. I mean, it's sometimes hard to describe what exactly we are on the phone or, you know, even our website can only do so much. So it really, I think, helps to paint a picture of the, it's the word we use a lot, but we still have a hard time describing is the vibe. We've like definitely created one. And it's just a mix. We play music. We have graffiti. We have an industrial look, you know, there's beer, there's, you know, people hanging out. So whatever that vibe is, all those things that come together, social media is huge and showing that. And just, I think that's been the thing that's hard to, you know, do other ways. So, for sure. I need to improve at it for sure. Many of my partners are upset with my current Instagram profile. So I have work to do on my own.
I know. I know that feeling. I know that feeling. Yeah.
Mike said the other day, we have Instagram. I'm just joking. Mike's very.
I am definitely more technological.
Yeah. I
technologically
guess.
Savvy of the two.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a whole other episode.
Did you see the concert I put on last weekend?
Oh, that's right. He put on Mike. It's okay. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Let's talk about 5-hour golf.
We are. All right. So Mike, tell us a little bit about the technology. You know, simulator technology has advanced, you know, in the last few years, like leaps and bounds, in my opinion. But where do you see the technology going, like, in the next 5 years? Like, what's it going to look like?
Yeah. I mean, we have a few brands that we partner with, that actually, we don't actually build these simulators ourselves.
Right.
You know, we source them.
Yeah.
We use Full Swing and our TrackMan are the brands we've tended to use. I mean, we've seen a progression since we've even opened. You know, the obvious things, the graphics are getting way better. The amount of courses that are being, you know, it takes a lot to
survey, like map one of the
physical and map a golf course.
Yeah.
So, slowly but surely, more and more courses are becoming available, and the simulators also have more and more features for the non-golfer. Actually, so things like games built into the simulators that are things anywhere from like, you know, you hit a ball into an open range, but there's targets everywhere that explode when you hit them. There's games like, there's actually on some of our simulators, we have what's called multi-sport, which you can actually like kick a soccer ball or throw a baseball through the screen.
Yeah.
And you can play games that actually have nothing to do with golf. That, you know, it's not our bread and butter, but certainly, that's a kind of a cool thing once in a while. And within the game itself, you know, there's, just the ball flight and the realism of what the ball is actually doing is getting super accurate. I mean, it's a lot of times just feels a lot like what you do on the course, and you're trying to you know, stop Absolutely. Hitting that ball left or right, and it's the same struggle inside. So, I think more and more customers are also just getting good with reading the data and understanding it more. We try to do a lot of education to our customers on what to look for and what numbers matter and what numbers are in golf. You know, it can seem like a lot, but, it's just becoming more in the normal, verbs you'll read in Golf Magazine or,
right.
or in the golf world. It's becoming a little more, normalized, I guess. So the simulators are, we don't use, there are simulators that have moving floor plates based on your lie. It's going to be interesting to see awesome. What happens in the next 5 or 10 years, but definitely they're getting pretty serious.
Right.
No, that's great. So let me ask you, you got five cities right now, across the nation, more online and potential expansion. What needs to happen in order for that? Probably, for the world to open back up and everything to be a little bit better than what it has been. But what are the plans for Five Iron Golf? We're with Mike Doyle, by the way, Stick and Hack Show from Five Iron Golf. Your plans for expansion and moving these into other cities that are not just the top five, right? I can assume you're trying to move into a little bit more of the middle of the country and bring this to other people. What's the plan?
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously the world being on fire has certainly thrown a little wrench, but we are still in a decent enough position to look to expand still. We are definitely trying to move. We're mostly on the East Coast right now. We have Chicago as our Midwest location, but we definitely want to start to move into more places across the middle of the country, like you said. Probably some of the big cities you might be guessing are definitely on our radars. You know, a lot of people assume we're just going to cold weather places. Like, oh, well, if it's warm out, what are you going to go to the simulator for? But we found, the truth is, in the middle of the season, when it's warm, that's when you're playing golf. So that's when you want to practice. If you have to sneak out of work for an hour, it's kind of easier to go to the simulator in a lot of places, especially if you work in a city. So we're looking to go not only north, like we are definitely looking to go south, warmer cities too, where golf's more prevalent. We think it can do well there too. So. I'm not going to be able to say the cities, unfortunately, yet, but definitely we're hoping to be pretty aggressive at the end of the year and hopefully have at least 4 or 5 cities earmarked and flagged to expand in the next year or two.
Well, it's great, and it's helpful and necessary and needed. And if you've never played simulator golf before, if you've never tried it, give it a shot. It's awesome. And the data, and I'm not, you might find this shocking. But I'm not a data nerd when it comes to my swing and to golf in general. I don't know what any of it means, but it is it's unbelievable for those that do care and those that can utilize that to get better or to understand why what's happening or just to brag that they have a 120 mile an hour swing speed. Right? there's some really, really cool things about it. But also, you're building a community. You're entertaining. You're bridging the gap between old and new golf. You're helping younger generations evolve into a game and be with their friends. You're helping the older generation understand that, hey, golf can be played in an hour and a half and you can still feel like you played golf because you're swinging and it's a real deal.
You realize when you say the older generation, you're not talking about yourself.
Yeah. What's your point?
We identified that earlier.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not arguing that.
I'm just making sure.
We're on the same page. Mike Doyle of Five Iron Golf. Visit them online at fiveirongolf.com. Mike, we appreciate your time today on the show. Continued success. And we hope to hold a Stick and Hack event somewhere soon at a Five Iron Golf facility.
Can't wait, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Great. Thank you. Thanks, there he goes. Mike Doyle of Five Iron Golf on the Stick and Hack show presented by Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com and put in the code Stick and Hack to get 20% off as well as free shipping. And we're going to hopefully producer Shane can send that to Mike because that's obvious that he is excited about that.
Yes.
The playoff beard, quarantine beard.
Is, I mean, I was holding out for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beard. I had not shaved my beard in a while.
Well, now you can.
Now I'm fresh and clean.
Okay, that's gross. The clubhouse. This is a discussion with you, Mike. Most people probably know this and listen to the show and watch it. You're a little closed in. You're not a very emotional person, right? You don't you just kind of are there, and that's good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's good. You just you don't have that next level of like, hey, I'm really upset about this, or this really frustrates me, right? Would you agree?
Sure.
So we're gonna dig into this here to see how you feel. Okay.
Okay.
So the name of this game is How Do You Feel? So I'm gonna ask you a question. You're gonna tell me how you feel.
Yep.
How do you feel when people leave you a voicemail message?
Depends on who it is. Sometimes I'm intrigued. Other times I really don't care.
Intrigued of a voicemail message.
That's curious.
Yeah. Curious as to why did you leave a voicemail message?
Yes, curious.
Maybe just wait until I call you back. Cause I saw that you called. My phone indicated that you called.
Curious.
When somebody doesn't give you a 3-footer for bogey.
Disrespected.
Oh, okay. Now we're starting to dig in a little bit here, baby. Now we're getting somewhere. All right. How do you feel, Mike Ryan, on the runway right before takeoff?
Excited.
Because you're leaving.
Somewhere, yes.
Okay. Not nervous.
No.
Not concerned.
Absolutely not.
Not holding on to the person in 3B.
No way.
Okay. Well, you'd probably be in 30B.
I'm excited.
Be in the back.
Yep.
When somebody asks you, how was your vacation? How do you feel?
Why would they ask me that?
Everybody asks that. You go on vacation and you come back to work.
It was great.
Right.
Sure.
So this was more personal for me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So this is actually about you.
Yeah. Okay. Of course it is. Of course it is.
Right.
It annoys me. How was your vacation? Oh, I was on a beach drinking and I wasn't here. It was fantastic. You know how it was vacation.
It was great.
It's filler. I hate filler stuff.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, small talk.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel when you ask for something for Christmas or your birthday and you don't get it?
Unaffected.
When somebody says good speed, when you miss it by 3 feet to the left, how do you feel?
Annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably more annoyed at myself because I misread the putt. Oh, but
all right. So you probably didn't even hear them say good speed.
No.
That's an attaboy when you don't really deserve it. You missed it by 3 feet. Hey, good speed. Okay. Do I get an extra point for that? What does that mean?
Do I score? Score for that?
No? Yeah. Do I get a better score? Okay. All right. How do you feel, Mike Ryan, when somebody asks you what Adam Grubb is really like?
How do I feel?
Yeah. When someone's like, hey, what's Adam Grubb really like? What's he like to work with? What's he like to have a show with? What's his deal? How do you feel when people ask you that every day?
I've never had anybody ask me.
I'm going to give you one more shot. How do you feel when someone says, what's
now?
Adam Grubb like?
Well, you're asking me now.
Right. What am I like?
They watch the show. They know.
Hey, I got another mic on the phone here. I can put him into this show in 2 seconds. Stick and Hack program brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Save 20%. Use the code Stick and Hack. Mike Doyle from 5 Iron Golf. Thank you so much for your time and consideration on the Stick and Hack program today. And Mike Ryan, my God, what a joy it was to see you and be
always
on the program.
Always.
Good show, buddy. Thank you. Proud of you. And thank you. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Peace out, guys.
The Stick and Hack show is now over. Subscribe, rate, comment, and tell your friends. You are now free to go about your day.